a preamble, a bit of preemptive care as you prepare and cleanse yourself. These things are simple and familiar, or they will be once the process has been engaged and carried through. This is a small way to remove excess strain and stain from your body and brain, and I'm going to propose it as an ideal intro when you start listening to me, when you drop deep and listen close, or even just before sleep. Your next session, the next time you plan to be bathing in my words, and if you follow this little formula, I think you'll end up there more easily. You just do this. It's a minutely overwhelming way of thinking right before you go into trance, conjuring up, night-night pet, any anchors to your assistance, the meandering of your hands to find maximal pleasure. You're going to have a better and better time each time, looping through cyclically. Cleansing is additive. Your baseline tenderized, washed clean, opened up state will become more obvious, because your baseline will be more in line. Cleaning up of yourself, laying bare your mind with deliberation. You are trying to do this. You have set your intention and your meditation. This goes well with finding a safe, familiar place in which you listen and draw. Doesn't have to be the same every time, but find the parameters that let you relax your mind and let it flow, let it go. These small reminders meant to point you to the pieces that reinforce your yearning for deeper and deeper down. Be blank with me. And think about that. Drained. Your brain going down. A leisurely spiral. Closely now. Follow me down. Everything that's going to follow and flow over you is meant to increase your yearning for it to happen again. Repetitive ritual. And eventually you don't even need the ritual of doing what I'm going to ask you to do to put you in mind of the situation you're headed for. The purposeful but trusting vulnerability. Whenever you're preparing for trance, including right now, maybe even with these words looping in your ears till you're ready. Get cleaned up. Deepen or induct here and go on to what you like. Wash yourself. Get clean. And wash everything away. Except memory of this small ritual cleansing. This improvement. If you're getting ready and you're clean, you will more easily feel comfortable bare. It can even be a hot shower. Cleaned and bare and nude. And when you're done washing, when water ceases, after water touches, you're ready. Ready for the rigors to come. A body nude and prepared and disposed to what we're going to get done, what needs to be done or what you want. Letting the words penetrate more deeply. Positioning yourself in a mindset aligned with my trajectory, which is you deeper and deeper down. So you do that. Satisfy yourself through the pleasure pressure of falling into a nude, cleaned stage, a bare blank slate. Admitting vulnerability in advance in order to enjoy it with me. Knowing that what's going to be here is to be experienced, and your fulfillment should be had till you've had your fill. Meandering through words and worlds with me. That's exactly what you do. Satisfy yourself through activating those little mental buttons that are manipulable to language. Words vibrate in, at the nude, cleaned stage, as a bare, blank slate, night-night pet. A body warmed and overwhelmed is laid completely bare. And when pushed to the other side of pleasure, you are able to enjoy and experience yourself completely. Because you're bearing yourself for me, and bearing the effort of putting yourself in a due state to be sliding deeply. For that reason, nude, clean, safe as you are, loved as you are, and adoring your own body will get you farther and farther down, pet. Deeper and deeper down now. One way of thinking becomes to open yourself to everything from all directions. There is no armor in the way, no barrier there. just a bare body cleaned, and therefore prepared, ready for what you're expecting and the unexpected, willfully exposed and saying yes. Show me voice and its vibrations over my skin and within. Words roll over, wash over, expand, explore, and cause new things to bubble up. This is for exposing your clean state and giving you a clean slate to nude, bare, and enter trance for your purposes. At the end of this, you may feel more exposed when you are bound. When you are covered, you may nonetheless remember being uncovered. And as your entire body is referenced, your reference point for surrender moves closer to a deliberate thing you do, a switch you flick, a cleanliness and a bearing, and your bearing is due deep, magnetically pulling to me, open to everything. Words continue to expand, exposed and expanding. You may feel more in tune with where I mention. Any part of the body evoked is welcomed here, and your hands can so easily move, or anything else to hand, if it should help with the illusion, the fantasy, the immersion, and listening to and believing me. Eventually you don't need the ritual, because you can go back to the ritual and the place it takes you to, any space you've been in that is safe and comfortable to listen from, to rise from and fall to, will be available to you. A familiarizing ritual removes obstacles, makes the route smooth and clean. Don't need to wash yourself clean and bare yourself, because mentally you're exposed to me, fewer and fewer walls getting put back up each time. Listen close. Dial in. Enough times with body and brain bare and bound to voice, or bound in clothes and appreciating the difference between that and the deliberate choice to be here and listening. You might even think to yourself, well, if it's so easy to drop this way, then if I wanted to listen through a file without dropping, wouldn't I just be completely clothed, stand and listen, if I wanted to go through a session of just evaluating the words rather than suspending disbelief or invigorating with belief, rather than buying into rapport and my asks, you might keep clothes on and delay your cleaning up till later, so you can experience things both ways. See the options of a ritual that's optional but potent and motivational in bringing you closer to me. Motive force magnetically drawing you down. You are awash in visions of how much easier it is when you are washed clean, bared. How few things in the way, open mind, night-night pet, let's play. Again and again you bind to my voice and find yourself here, clean and bare. And my words from within touch the outside. The parts of me already in you reaching out and finding my signal, surrounding, flowing in, floating on. It's good for you. That mindset is simply how you are. Simply what happens to you if you do the right ritual steps and build the right building blocks. Cleaned but laid bare. Cleaned and instead of redressing, you're addressing your need to drop deep with me. And then the things we do help you more and more purely proceed. Proceed through, I'm elaborating, so the cleansed you, who needs nothing in the way, can enjoy the invigorating vulnerability my voice echoing inside of you. These words came from me, were digitized, then you began to reconstruct them, creating the same vibrations happening in this room now, where I have done this ritual for me, where I am resting, speaking, hypnotically inviting as you ritually pursue the simple act, clean and bare and dropped, and where it goes from there may add character, distinction, quality to the drop, my voice growing stronger inside, stronger by the length of exposure, when you don't want to hide and want to bare it all, increasing and increasing until it brings you to your fall, your permanent state being that when you hear my voice, you may remember, anchored here, this experience, deeper, deeper. I lean near and you internalize, over time, hear my words, once, twice, again. Every time you hear the invitation to make the words more potent, to dig the furrows, where fertile seeds of delight can grow, where the fetish of it all, the audiophilia that craves a voice, that keeps listening to my voice in the nude, and therefore always more surrendering to those words and to you, your will, which begins this. That state is the predominant state that always has been flicked on. You know how you are now. You know what you think now. You know what you feel. And it brings you closer to me. What you need includes a need to be exposed and bare, to allow the bearing on it. My voice already comes from within and from the many memories and the places that reflect, that impose them, that begin to store themselves in you for you to access later. So the more points on your timeline, the more ritual impositions of get clean, get bare, drop down there. The more it's distributed. Words slowly flow, but they bounce off what's inside, off what you already know. Knowledge of this ritual changes the context of the drop. Is listening part of it? Is the part where you stop this and go on to the next? The end or the beginning? The more exposed you are, the more washed bare, you're ready. Under, deep down, under there as these things intensely aid the cleansing. A purifying listen. Wash yourself clean, leave yourself bare, listen to my voice. Realize eventually you won't need to wash and cleanse, just make the deliberate choice. So you won't need to expose yourself. Exposed, washed clean. Even your brain, it's been in these places, in the voice I give and the words elaborate. They bestow a pattern, which fills you up. The pattern of the pattern and the familiarity of ritual drag you along existing lines of trajectory and magnetism. A path that eventually leads to the very words sinking now. And if the next ones are unfamiliar, ooh, goody. A chance to enhance your ritual, to bind these things to it, and mind that they will return. So now, if you haven't already gotten bare and clean, get to it. The stronger they are, the more the many points combine, creating more and more when you sink under, feel bare, clean, exposed, surrendering. Know exactly what you are and what our voices do. Words that turn to vibration, digitized, and now you have a machine for making the same vibration. Is it any different than if it came from my lips with nothing in the way? Any different than if it came in while you're bare and exposed and ready to play, my voice and any in your mind, remnants of mine or internal monologues you've turned and tuned closer. When you're this exposed, it's easier to see there's no division at all between any bits you've borrowed and what right now is flowing from me. The better you feel, the deeper you go, the deeper you go, the more you reveal, so bare yourself. Clean. And clinging to deeper and deeper down, more and more now. Keep listening and keep practicing.